The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.
Now, we are crossing back to that story that we were talking about in this breaking news through the morning that the Venezuelan president, Nicolas Maduro, and his wife, they have been captured by US forces and flown out of Venezuela. And I'm joined on the line now by Nick Harper, US correspondent and TV and radio journalist for Feature Story. And Nick, thanks very much. I suppose, what we know from the US side, what have the White House said about why immediately they've done this? And do we know where Maduro is at the moment?
Well, quite simply, we do not know where he is at the moment, and the US has not expounded on exactly why they took this action. Very limited information coming out of the US government so far. Nothing from the State Department, nothing from the Pentagon. Really, the only information has been provided by the US president himself in one single social media post in which he said that the US had successfully carried out a large-scale strike against Venezuela, and confirming that news that President Nicolas Maduro, the leader of Venezuela, and his wife had been captured and flown out of the country. He is intending to hold a news conference at his Florida residence in Mar-a-Lago in just over 5 hours' time from now, 11 a.m. local time, where he says that he will be providing more details. He's also carried out a very short phone interview with the New York Times. He called this a brilliant operation. He said there was a lot of good planning and great troops that had gone into all of this. He was, however, asked simply what would be next for Venezuela and where Nicolas Maduro was. He did not give any extra details, but did say those details would be forthcoming at that news conference later.
Okay. People wondering, I suppose, this is some reporting that this may have been done, not by appointment, to make it sound a bit less serious than it is, but the Trump had obviously been putting pressure on Maduro to leave the country and that there may have been a deal done in exchange for his capture.
Potentially, there may have been something along those lines. I mean, what we do know is certainly there has been that intense pressure campaign carried out by the U.S. government against Nicolas Maduro's government for months now. Threats from the U.S. president, that military buildup in the region, huge amounts of assets being deployed there, carrying out those strikes against alleged drug smuggling boats, more than 100 people killed in various different operations, probably totaling more than two dozen. So there has been that pressure campaign. And yet the US president throughout has maintained that regime change was not his end goal. There had been suggestions from people around him, including from his chief of staff, Susie Wiles, that that is what he was aiming to do, but he had not said that publicly. I think part of that pressure campaign, the thinking in most people's minds, that perhaps Nicolas Maduro might step aside. Of course, what the US has done, though, not just carrying out military action, but removing a sitting head of government, is far beyond what was expected. Whether or not a deal was part of that, that's not entirely clear at this stage, but we do know that even a couple of days ago, Nicolas Maduro essentially was holding out an olive branch to the U.S., suggesting that he was willing to hold talks to discuss how to combat drug trafficking, but also potentially opening up Venezuela's vast oil reserves to U.S. companies as well.
Yeah, but that's one of the big questions, isn't it? Is how much was about drugs and how much was it about oil? And we were speaking to a security analyst just before you were on who was saying that this largely, in his view, was a play to the MAGA base, that they were, you know, going after drug smuggling and really part of his war on drugs. Is this likely to play well with the sort of Republican side of the House in America, or is it going to make much impact with the public in America, do you think? Do they care what happens in Venezuela?
Well, it's interesting. And just briefly on the MAGA movement, there had been voices within the MAGA movement, the far right of the party, suggesting that they did not want to see military action in the US. They felt that the America First agenda of the US president really meant non-intervention in other countries. And the US president has been portraying himself as the president of peace. He claimed that in 2025 he solved eight conflicts around the world. This obviously runs against that president of peace image. We've even heard from a Trump ally, one of the senators up on Capitol Hill, Mike Lee, saying that he's looking forward to learning what might constitutionally justify this action. Because bear in mind, Congress would normally need to have give approval for military action to take place. That did not happen here. And the US public, I think, were worried about the potential of military action, the potential of the US being dragged into another war or some sort of prolonged military campaign. So I think Americans who will be waking up around this time will be seeing this news and perhaps worried about what will come next and what this means for US interests in the region.
Okay, Nick Harper, US correspondent and TV and radio journalist for Future Story. Thanks so much for joining us on the Anton Savage Show. And just some breaking news on that. The Venezuelan government has said it doesn't know Maduro's location at the moment. And as Nick mentioned there, there will be that press conference coming up about 4 o'clock Irish time. We'll be bringing you the latest on News Talk throughout the day. Now,
the Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.